This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning and welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be joined by Sam and Vicky Hemmett, the co-founders of Lily's Homemade. Lily's is Malaysia's first gluten-free, low-carb and kid-friendly sausage makers. And Sam and Vicky are here to talk to us about the roller coaster ride that's been the last few years as they closed down a restaurant, took their business from supplying 10 kilos of homemade sausages a week to 1 ton, and created a market for homemade sausages right here in Malaysia. Welcome, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
So let's start with a bit of background into Lily's. Where did it all begin? You know, how did the business get started? And also, let's also try and come around to that story about the restaurant.
So back in 2015, I lost my job. And I'd always wanted to open up a restaurant. The restaurant idea was wood-fired pork pizza, burgers, salads, pastas, that kind of stuff. Anything with pork, that was the idea. We started that. We ran it for about 8 months. We had real issues with staffing. No one wanted to work the hours. And even Vicky was working in her full-time job. And then after that, she'd come in and help us out and do all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't really, the hours weren't good. The business itself was we had lots of customers. We were always busy. And I think that's what, it just wore us out. Then after that, we were, just before we started to close the business, we started making sausages. And that was for the big breakfast. I'd never made sausages before, ever. I made one or two batches, which was like 3 or 4 kilos. And after that, I think it was 2 days before we closed the restaurant, Vicky said that she was going to post sausages on Facebook for sale. And that is literally how we went from 2 or 3 kilos to the end of that week. We had 100-kilo order. Amazing. And I'd never made sausages in that kind of quantity. So it was super scary.
So I understand that the reason you started making sausages, aside from serving them on your big breakfast, was also to create sausages that were safe for your daughter, Lily.
Yeah. Basically, when we were looking to do the big breakfast, we went to all the supermarkets and everywhere that we could see, all of the sausages were highly processed. We didn't know what meat was in them. They weren't gluten-free. They weren't low salt, so kid-friendly. Yeah, we had no idea what meat was in there. We had no idea what fillers, binders, preservatives, E-numbers, colorings, the list goes on. So that was why we decided that, okay, if we're going to do it, we might as well make it ourselves because we know exactly what's in them.
So how do you make yours and how does that compare with how sausages are commercially manufactured?
So commercial sausages, they will put an order into their supplier. Normally, if they're doing big quantities, they will bring in the meat by container. They will buy an off-the-shelf seasoning, which is already pre-packed. It's got everything in it that you need. You add X amount to X amount of meat, and they'll put it through the machines. They'll literally blend it up into a paste. And then they put it in the machine, they pump it out. They can probably do something like 1 ton every 2 hours, which is, it's a lot of sausages. So what we did was we went to the butchers, we choose the cut of meat that we want. We get them to de-sinew it, take out all of the nasty bits and pieces. Then we split the fat and the meat so that we know exactly how much we're putting in. Then for the seasonings, we weigh everything by hand. So we have some fresh, some dried, depending on what flavor it is. Everything we have to do, like apple, we've got to cut the apple. We've got to core it. We've got to make sure everything is prepped before we can even start mincing the meat. The meat's got to be kept at 2 degrees or under, which in Malaysia can be a bit of a struggle. So you've got to, the working conditions are very cold, which is nice. And then
it sounds like a really long and arduous process that needs a lot of equipment and special care. Is that accurate?
The equipment side of things, when we started, you could do it by hand, and we have a manual stuffer, and that took a long time. After that, we managed to save up, or we took a small loan from my parents, and then we got a hydraulic stuffer. And all of a sudden, you could do 10 kilos in 2 minutes.
Right.
You'd still have to twist them by hand, but you could put the meat into the casing a lot faster.
So how, you said that the commercial manufacturers can put out 1 ton in 2 hours. What can you do comparatively now?
With the equipment we have now, we could also do roughly the same.
Right.
But we also, we're not at that level where we have the equipment. So expansion, we can move forward with that. But 200 kilos a day is a good day.
Right. So how long has Lily's Homemade been around, your online offerings? When was it that Vicky first posted your offerings online for that first batch of sausages?
Yeah, it must have been 2016. 2016, pretty much June, July, something like around there.
And how has demand grown over these last few years?
So we went from making a couple of kilos when we started to doing, I think it was about 100 kilos a week. And that was a very, very busy week. But we also had lots of problems when we first started. Because we were amateurs and everything was, we were learning on the job as we go. We had the product going green. The meat wasn't being able to stay chilled long enough. We had to replace batches and batches of sausages. The bags that we were using, they weren't vacuum sealed. They were just general bags. And
teething problems.
Oh, yes, very much. Teething problems. Yeah.
We're grateful that the customers stay with us.
Yeah. We're really grateful that they went through everything with us and they're still there today. And sometimes they'll tell us like, oh, I can't believe you guys have grown from this to this. It's been a real up and down story on that one.
Vicky, who are predominantly your customers?
Mothers.
Mothers.
So majority of our customers, they buy it for their kids. Because that's one of the reasons why I told them that I think we should sell this product and there are market for it. Because as a mother, I was like, you see, when we go to supermarket, I wouldn't fit Lily's with all this kind of product because she's very young. So I'm sure their mother's looking for it. And then some kids, they have special dietary needs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also people that are on this gluten-free, I wouldn't say diet, keto, low-carb, gluten-free. And there's no such product, especially sausages and burgers on the market. So
that's one reason or how we started, I guess.
Great. And I understand that you call yourself disruptors. So why and how are you disrupting the market for the better?
If you're a big manufacturer, you are so used to producing the same thing over and over and over again. Then a little company comes along and tears all of that up. So you have much better meat quality. You season the meat correctly. And when we're making the sausage, just before we mix it or grind it, we will use our coffee grinder. And that will grind up all of the herbs and stuff fresh. So you're going to get a much better aroma. We also, we use Facebook a lot. We use Instagram. We use all of the social technology that we can. Whereas the older generation of sausage manufacturers, if I put it in the store and it sells, it's good. For us, we're constantly going out there trying to push the product, show people what the difference is between sausage A and sausage B. our pricing as well. You can buy the bigger manufacturers, sell 400 grams at 35 ringgit. If Lilly sell it, we sell 500 grams at the same price.
Or lower.
Or lower, yeah.
Our meat content is higher?
Yeah, 98%. On average, it's 98%. We just make it more difficult for them. So we raise the bar. Like, you've got to do this to make the customer feel happy. You have to set that standards high. Everything we do is natural casing as well. All of our sausages are natural, whereas the big manufacturers, they'll use cellulose, which is plastic. They'll pre-cook it, strip it, or they'll use collagen. It's a lot easier to work with, but it doesn't give you that snap. When you eat the sausage, it doesn't give you that snap. So that's one reason why we only go for natural.
I think one of the evidence is you can see some of the big manufacturers, they start to put the word handmade on their packaging.
Packaging as well, right.
Label, yeah.
Other manufacturers have actually lowered their price a lot to come in under Lilly's, even cheaper than Lilly's. So I think we've been able to see that we've actually made quite a difference to the industry. Yeah.
Right. Glad to hear you're shaking it up. All right, it's time for us to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we get into how COVID has affected Lilly's Homemade. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have Sam and Vicky Hemmett, the co-founders of Lilly's Homemade. Now, guys, before the break, you were kind of giving me a rundown into what it's been like since Lilly's Homemade started towards the end of 2015, early 2016. And of course, how you've kind of disrupted the homemade sausage market right here in Malaysia. Now, I want to talk to you about COVID. What's it been like for your business over these last 1.5 years? How has COVID impacted business at Lilly's Homemade?
Everyone's got to eat, and everyone wants to eat healthier. So it was tough at the beginning because no one knew what was happening. Meat was in a shortage. Also, people didn't really want to go to work, because they were very concerned about, if I leave the house, what's going to happen? So staffing issues, again, was another thing. But at the end of the day, it helped us quite a lot, because our brand went from being very small to getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Also, a lot of doors opened that we wouldn't have been able to supply to certain people if that hadn't happened.
So it kind of accelerated the online game for you guys.
It did for us. And we were very lucky that, I think it was a week before COVID happened, that we actually finally got our website finished. Mm-hmm. That had taken a year and a half to get right. And then we put it up. And then I think a week later, COVID was, all right, lockdown. Right. So that was good timing, I guess. But
So when the both of you started early on, was it just the both of you on the team? And what's the staff strength like? And what's the business setup like now? Do you work out of your own kitchen, or do you have a commercial kitchen that you work from?
So in the beginning, it was home kit. We've moved 5 times in 5 years.
Wow.
we started. So when we left the restaurant, we moved into the house. We were there for a year, then we moved to the next place. Primarily, it was just me, and I would have one person come in and help for about 2 years, two and a bit. Then when we got to the third place, then we started getting staff. So we had two or three people. Vicky then decided that it was time to leave her job And then we started working together full time. So we've gone from pretty much our kitchen, which was, I don't know, 100 square feet, to currently we're moving into a new place, which is 2,500 square feet. We've got bigger over the years.
So is it completely, are your sales completely online, or do you also sell out of your current kitchen?
So basically what we do is we have 70 locations that are like Jaya Grocer, Hero, supermarkets. We supply to 70 locations, but I'd say majority of it, still 60%, is online.
Right. So you mentioned earlier how when you first started, you took a small loan from your parents. How are you continuing to fund your business, you know, with the expansion that you've seen over the last 5 years or so?
Yeah. If it wasn't for my parents, I don't think we would be where we were today. And we paid them back in 8 months. That was my goal. I had to pay them back as soon as possible so I didn't get scolded or yelled at or, yeah. But nowadays, whatever we make from the business stays in the business.
Right. And so you're breaking even? You're making a profit already?
We're surviving.
Surviving?
Yeah, surviving.
Okay. Do you have any expansion plans? What's next for Lily's Homemade?
There's a couple of things that we want to do. Some things that we don't want to say too much too soon. But that next stage will be a very big expansion plan. You'll be able to see Lily's hopefully all over Malaysia. That's the goal. You'll be able to see us everywhere.
All right. And how do you see yourself financing these expansion plans?
From sales of product.
From sales of product. Yeah.
Right. So you're reinvesting into the business.
Yep.
Okay. So what would you say, Sam, Vicky, has been the biggest challenge in running Lily's Homemade, you know, and how does that compare to the restaurant business back in 2015?
Ironically, I'd say it's the same thing.
Right?
Staffing. We're very lucky now that we've got some fantastic staff, and they've stayed with us for about a year and a bit now. So they're awesome, absolutely awesome. The biggest struggles, delivery. Getting a cold truck's logistics is one of those things that is just, we've gone through 8 or 9 cold truck logistic companies to try and get the right one, and we still haven't found it.
Right. What are the challenges there? Like, what do you need?
Well, it's non-halal.
Logistics?
Because we're non-halal, it's very difficult to...
I would say the established logistic company, most of them, they don't take non-halal stuff. The new people, they do, but I would say they were sort of half-baked because so the cold truck would pick up the stuff from us and then send to maybe Penang. But from Penang, the cold truck doesn't go door-to-door to customer. They will have people that's driving a private car or motorbike to send. So the last mile is not...
It's not the most efficient.
Yeah.
Because if they don't have the cooler boxes or they don't have... Yeah, that's quite a challenge. And also with COVID, riders weren't allowed to go to the door, so you couldn't drop it off. You'd have to go to the gate. So we had a lot of packages suddenly go missing, or a lot of very happy customers that didn't pay for anything, but they got a free box or so. Yeah, there were a lot of ups and downs on that one.
Right.
Logistics is the biggest issue.
Is there a way around this? Are you guys working on any plans to kind of...
Buy our own truck.
Buy your own truck.
That's the simplest option, but it's not the most effective because then we have another staffing problem.
But what about that last mile part?
Currently, all we can do is to make sure our packaging are nice, and then we keep the product cold in the polyfoam box properly. So when it reaches the customer, it's still cold and frozen. That's the best we can do,
yeah.
And then if there's any complaint that customer receives the items, it's...
Then we send it back to the logistic company and ask them what's happened.
Right. So will we see more than just sausages and your bacon products from Lily's Homemade in the near future? Are you planning to diversify in any way?
Oh, diversify. It's a difficult one because... I would like to do other things. There are definitely other things I'd like to do, but If you take Lily's is very important to me because it's the thing that's we've built up, and if we start diversifying, that might end up ruining the brand, or it will take my focus away from the things that I should be focusing on. So I want to diversify, but only just a little bit, because I still got to keep my eye on the big business, the one that we have to look after.
Right. So just before we go, Sam and Vicky, do you have any plans for Lily's Homemade in 2022? Targets, deliverables that you are setting on the horizon?
Finish renovating the new place, because that's a big thing that I've been looking forward to. Get that sorted. Then try and get into some more shops, I think. Maybe 100 by next year. That would be nice.
Where are you at right now?
Jaya Grocer,
50 locations, right?
70.
70 locations, okay.
There's quite a few. The small independent retailers are the ones that that actually feel like they trust us the most, and they see the response very quickly. So we do have a lot of independent ones that really enjoy working with us.
So no plans to open your own store?
With COVID, it's a bit of an issue, because we like having customers. We love seeing the reactions that people get, especially, you know, if we start doing hot food and takeaways and stuff like that. It's great to see their reaction. But at the same time, we also want to be careful, because until things have sort of died down a little bit, probably a bad word, but calmed down a little bit, it's on the plans, but not right at the moment.
All right. And just before we go, for our listeners tuning in right now who may be keen to try out your products, maybe you can tell them how they can get in touch with you and view all those different flavors of homemade sausages from Lily's Homemade.
Well, you can go to our website, www.lilyshomemade.com. You see the full range there. And then for the listener, we would like to give up a promo code where you can get 20% off.
So on your total order.
On your total order.
What's the promo code?
BFM89.9. All capitals.
All right. I've been speaking with Sam and Vicky Hemmett, the co-founders of Lily's Homemade. Thank you guys for joining me today. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Open for Business for you coming up same time tomorrow. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.